This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. It is Wednesday, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Continuing with our conversation from yesterday, we talk about when lovers fight. And this made me think, wait a minute. Can sex end an argument? Huh? Lovers do fight, right? And this is the topic we had yesterday because I asked you, what type of an arguer or fighter are you, right? Are you the withdrawer? Are you the attacker? Are you the defender? So it got me wondering that could what lovers term angry sex, what lovers term makeup sex be the answer to arguments of us? Not in all circumstances, but maybe it has saved you from an argument. Right? And some might say, yo, isn't that manipulative? Hence the question, can sex end arguments? Can sex end arguments? Fights. Because lovers do fight, right? And most people cannot reconcile themselves with the concept of angry sex. It doesn't just make sense to them. How can sex be angry? Sounds violent, right? This could be because to them, sex is loving, is sensual, is magnetic. However, lovers have found a way to coin makeup sex, or aka angry sex, which they say is needed from time to time, especially after a fight. When the stress and the emotions are running high, it is the best tension releaser. It is fiery when done straight after a fight. But obviously, it needs to be consensual. And it can't be the only solution. On that, we all agree. Right? So, the question still stands, though. For you, can it? And why I say for you, because I know it works differently for different genders. Refuel, a guy, says, well, I guess it depends why are you guys arguing to begin with. For example, if she's angry, then yes, it can end an argument because I end up initiating sex. But when I'm angry, I get angry, my everything, even don't even touch me. Mokete seems to agree too. Gilijit. Are timen leba mamedi, eita. Wabana, when it comes to arguing, don't ever involve sex, he says. We talk and we solve the problem first, then celebrate by dancing, right? I personally do not think sex can end arguments unless all you are there for is to do the tango and you're not necessarily there for the person, for mutuahao. Do you agree? Send me that voice note, 0636880959. Like you said, yesterday, what type of an arguer or fighter are you? Which led to today's conversation. Can sex end an argument?
Morning, Malumeti. As usual, interesting topic. Now, I believe what we're talking, it depends on the type of argument that we are having. So if we're having an argument because we have frustration, rogopolani, and all those things,
yeah,
there's those arguments that we normally would have as couples.
Then
start arguing, but I feel, that can be ended by sex nicely. So because it's okay. Just frustration that is within. Marajadi Siras Chakamogai, please don't try and touch me while we are still arguing. Don't.
I felt that don't, did you?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Here are the 3 teaspoons on why sex can end arguments. One, it's an outlet. Instead of yelling at each other or slamming doors, this is an outlet and your bodies are the tools, right? This could equal and quell, basically, some intense debates that you may be having, that you need from time to time. So making love is nice and all, but sometimes just a round dingy of that, what you call angry sex, can beat out even the most romantic night of passion, hands down. 2, it's a break from the ordinary. When you're mad at each other, you tend to give each other space and distance. This means you haven't spent a lot of time together. So once you get it on, the emotions, the sensations are intense because it's almost like having new sex again, except you both know what to do to each other and how you like to do to each other, all right? Hence, it can save and end an argument. The last teaspoon on why sex can end an argument, well, like we said, it helps relieve tension, right? It's a round that can just diffuse tension and make for a better and calmer discussion post-sex, meaning it is not the only solution. A calmer discussion means that the two of you will now listen to each other and now you're much more calmer, right? And then you can still continue and have makeup sex times two. Continuing from where we left off yesterday, we asked you, what type of a fighter are you? What type of an arguer are you? Right? Stalemate. Stalemate. Can then sex end the argument?
No. No, because if you're the...
Mbali was bamba.
No, because Nyana's good in standing expected good. So I'm just like, no, speak, it's fine.
No, I don't think so. Well, not for me.
Yeah.
Because the type of arguer that I am, once you're done with the sex, then you want to start arguing again later on. Yeah.
So you'd rather be, it must be at the end, after the argument.
After the argument, then you can start. Don't come and interrupt me with your you know, let's argue.
Get press the buttons, no, pin number.
You're gonna piss me off. No, no.
Simple question. You don't want to hear me talk, but you want to hear me moan. One papel. One papel.
Just imagine.
So I should moan. Kel rasa ta ha ke bua defects. Mara ke sa rasa tsa gona no. Setse represent sona. Go mna di manje. Salale.
Ulalele
kuthi ngithini. Then after you have lalelad.
Yeah.
Then you can lalela each other.
Daki. Yeah. All right. Can sex end arguments? But well, yes. Pablito. Yes, until the blood rushes back from private parts to the brain. Then we're back to square one. Can it? Has it worked for you? Apparently it works for some people. Others, no. Men in particular say when they are angry, it's very difficult for the main switch to like, okay, let's do this. And some say it's more of a not, I don't want to say coping mechanism, but it's more of an, what's the word I'm looking for? A tension reliever, yes, mostly for women. Is this true for you? Huh? You tell me. Pindile, wena, what's your experience?
Yabona ke leyo, ile ebizwa igavel. Yabona le hammer, I hammer, le uses by judge, ama judge court.
Yes.
Ay, umanqoba ke leyo. Singa kuluma, singa argue, singenzani. Kodwa mase kufike nje sex. Hi, leyo nje umanqoba. Bathi gavel nge-English.
Angiyazi
noma ngibiza kahle noma ngibiza nge-English noma ngibiza nge-Afrikaans. But, hi, leyo. Ile hamuri yamajaji, i-sex. Umanqoba loyo, ipilisi lokulala. Ile pilisi abalibizi allergics.
The gavel.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Oh, yes, that's the question. Can sex end arguments? Lucky, hi.
Bati.
Hey, Lam Lakana.
Hi, Bati, yes, Pana, ready.
Serious?
Erin Nakocha, Elehe, Bati, Nali Fiancea, and then we had an argument, big castle, come, like a war. Come, Katamola, Bati, our grand affidavit destination in Aftara, and it's Katata on a grand, the soft. Pella Ocopole Bati wants to reach the climax. Ahona Kauman, and I have you see.
So basically, the anger, it helps with anger management.
Exactly. Once you come in down, oh, move to the destination, or we discuss how our baby came to me. 1, 2. Now, we're going to send the after more. Now, once I know him, this class, I like it quite as interesting.
Nice one. Thanks for the call.
Good. Hi, Uncle T. I personally don't think that sex can end an argument.
Okay.
Number one, I think sex is also an emotional dance. As much as it is a physical dance, it is also an emotional dance. And if my emotions are not in it, then I don't see how I'm going to enjoy it. So, no, I don't think also it can end an argument. So let's fix whatever child needs to be fixed first. Mm-hmm. Let us be okay first emotionally. And then only afterwards can we release. But before that, no. Nope, no. I don't want to be thinking, you've really hurt me while it's busy. No, Uncle T, no. Let's fix whatever needs to be fixed first, and then let's dance afterwards.
Malitze,
hey,
yeah.
Hello, Uncle T.
Yay, welcome.
That's the voice note. For the who, Uncle T, never nod.
Yeah.
Like, no,
how? What happened? What happened to her? Musari Akwati from the neck down.
Yeah, the sun has not gone down on my roast, Uncle T. I have forgiven you, but it does not mean that I have to show it by our one. That's a good mix, our Uncle T. That's it. The sun has not gone down on my roast. I have forgiven.
Yes,
very forgiven.
Yeah.
Mara, Oscar Koma.
Sorry.
Uncle
G, no. Thank you.
Give me prati, Angoni, isexi ayikoni ukucima umlilo. I'm a Scorpio. So angikwazi ukushiya into zilenga. Yeah, singayenza ukuyenza, but masiqeda. Ngizokubuza futhi. Where were we? That's me right there.
I suck a food. Sam, hi.
Hi, prati.
You are the
nice
last
show, topic. Nice topic, man.
Thank you, man.
Nekinyamelet, what's up? According to Na, it can come down the argument, not or if it's AI postponed until further notice.
Okay.
And then there's a difference. When I'm jolong, yamom jolong, levala ukase mutinte muto.
Yes.
Leka yona sexy kawa ni sama elite transaction. Nakere sexy, you're not making love during that time.
Okay.
And then more than only serious relationship.
Yeah.
There's sex, even if there's making love. So the greater sexy, je for lala, the greater sexy, kayonana koyona yaya ho kwala tona di argument. Like,
hey,
ya depend or liluane zwang. If liluane, kasta wata mjolo, alivala mo okasibilo mutintile, mara helka luana felka argument te, rekopanan litona day to day.
Yes, yes.
No, sex will end that conflict, like I feel later maybe, in a peaceful way.
Oh, Brasem, does it depend on who kwatile mang?
No, kafela luna, what depend on hore, na honele, what kind of cheating. If there was a cheating hona mo, mo argumenting alone, either monna or msadi, edito boy.
Yeah.
Mara, if ili argument ya hore, when I mama hao chana li twin and so on, ah, yo, nito hono ifeta simple.
Thank you, Prasem.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.